time for more Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today we're talking about everything you need to know about the United States pageant. And we're talking with Chris Wellmer, who is an international model, actor, and spokesperson, and is now marketing the United States pageant. You can visit their website at www.unitedstatespageant.com. Before we get to the rest of my questions, Chris, I have one really important question. Wasn't Miss United States the title of Sandra Bullock's pageant in the Miss Congeniality movies?
Yes, it was. And hopefully winners don't fall like that.
Yeah, let's not, like, beat each other with the roses at the end or, like, fall off the stage. It was a great movie, though, wasn't it?
It was a great movie. And, you know, it kick-started the name. And I think that once that happened, it kind of showed everyone that, you know, wait a second. There is room for another major pageant system and a name. And it just so happens that the Misses United States organization had been around and had laid the groundwork with, as I say again, a wonderful woman and their president, Isabella Alacqua. And she laid the foundation, and it was an easy fit. We were able to just come into it 2005 and hit the ground running.
That's awesome. Tell me, does the Miss United States pageant, or the junior teen Miss and Ms., do the United States pageants support a particular nonprofit group, or is it just kind of whatever the personal platform is?
Well, that's a great question, and thank you for asking it, because, of course, the personal platform is something you can never do away with. It's so important for these women to be able to take their personal experiences and put them forward and make them important and represent. However, we have been for a while interested in developing a national platform. I know that the former Mrs. United States, Stephanie Hunt, and Isabella got together and talked about that. And in marketing and helping with that process for the Mrs. United States and also for now the Miss, we have come upon this wonderful opportunity with the Scottish Rite organization, which is scottishrite.org. And in the body of the Scottish Rite, the Mason Society, which is the oldest fraternal organization, period, there exists a wonderful organization called Rite Care. And it helps children across the country with clinics, hospitals, technicians, clinicians, people who help these children with the ability to speak, their speech, whatever they're facing, dyslexia, audible problems, language issues, multilingual families, things of that nature. And it's a wonderful outreach. So we're looking forward to developing that. And we've laid the groundwork for that. And for the next couple years, we're going to start branching out into every state because they are of national presence.
Well, and speaking of the Rite Care Clinic, we do have Sherry Mispreda of the Rite Care Clinic on the line. She was kind enough to call in. Sherry, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Hi, Sherry.
Can you tell us, Sherry, a little bit about the important work that you're doing at Rite Care Clinic?
Most definitely. There are over 200 clinics, Rite Care clinics, across the United States, and we specifically go for early intervention with children with speech and language disorders. We believe if we can identify and help to treat them before school, it'll give them that much more of an advantage in life. And we really appreciate the partnership with the Miss USA pageant. And Chris, this has been a wonderful opportunity, and we appreciate the girls' philanthropy.
And how do you feel that Rite Care Clinic is benefiting from using the title holders or partnering with the pageant, Sherry?
Well, the young ladies are definitely the future of tomorrow. And if they can speak to some of the challenges they might have had educationally in the beginning stages, and certainly speech and language may or may not be one of them, they can impress upon the importance of early intervention and early therapy so children can have a very successful academic life.
And can you tell us what the website is if people are interested in getting information about Rite Care Clinic?
Definitely. To check out the national website, go to www.scottishrite.org, and Rite is spelled R-I-T-E. you'll see a map of the United States, and you click on your state, and you will find the right care centers in your state. Important thing to note is all the professional treatment for children is absolutely free. And I know in St. Louis, we treat over 1,000 children a year, and we've been in business for 20 years and seen over 12,500 children to date in that time, just in the St. Louis area.
Wow, that is so impressive. Well, we really appreciate your calling in and the great work you're doing at Right Care Clinic and partnering with the United States pageant. Thanks so much for calling in, Sherry.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, and thank you all for having the show.
Thanks, Sherry. Well, she's really doing some important work, isn't she, Chris?
Oh, my. And let me tell you, we went to D.C., Washington, D.C., with Miss Teen Virginia and Mrs. District of Columbia, Jennifer Phillips, Ellie Bunn being your Teen Virginia. And they spoke to these leaders such as Sherry across the country at their national convention, and the outreach that they have was perfect. And the opportunity was just written all over the wall, and they came flocking to us to give business cards, set up opportunities. Because when you see a girl sit in a crown and a sash and read to these kids, and it's like the fairy godmother in the fairy tale actually has sat down and started reading to them, and their attention span is like right there on trained. And it's wonderful just to see the partnership develop, and it's something that I hope that I could be a part of and proud of the direction it's going.
You know, it sounds to me like your state title holders are really getting a lot of appearance opportunities as well. How is it that you go about selecting directors for state titles or for state pageants, and how do you go about selecting state title holders when there's no state title in that or state pageant in that state?
Well, that just leads to one great woman after the other, doesn't it? That's Linda Samuels. And Linda Samuels is the director for Miss United States, Miss Teen United States, and Miss Junior Teen United States out in Arizona. And she threw probably one of the most elaborate pageants that you've ever seen this past year. And when you talk about bringing in directors and bringing in opportunities for at-large contestants, she is probably, there's probably none better than her. She sticks with directors. She's there for them all the time, cell phone numbers shared, all that. And she is 100% a go-getter and supportive and understands. And above all, she listens.
And so she's really mentoring the directors in developing their own pageants.
Yeah, absolutely. And then from that, you want to get involved. You want to get your girls out there. You want to get, as a state director, you want those opportunities out there, because the more visibility, the great. Everyone here, I think you can sense it. Everyone with Miss United States and Mrs. United States, but the United States pageant system, everyone is excited. This is a wonderful time for us.
Well, that's really amazing that you guys have the support system in place for your state directors. And we happen to have one of the state directors on the phone. Stephen Gambrell is the director of the South Carolina United States pageant. And his state teen title holder, Miss Teen South Carolina, Stephanie Rossier, I may be saying that wrong, I hope I'm not, went on to win the Miss Teen United States title. And welcome, Stephen, to Pageant Talk Radio.
Hello, Valerie. How are you?
I'm great. So tell us a little bit about what made you decide to be a director with the United States pageant system.
Actually, I just kind of fell into it. I met with Linda, and we just kind of hit it off. She was a great lady, and, you know, one thing led to the other, and here I am.
And had you been a director or been involved in pageantry before?
Yeah, actually, I was with the Miss America system for 3 years, and then I was with the Miss South Carolina USA pageant for 13 years as a local director.
And so you had a lot of director experience.
Yeah, I did, actually. And then I decided it was time to step it up to a state level.
And what do you think contestants find attractive about the United States pageant system?
I think it's the best of both worlds, with the Miss America and the Miss USA system coming from both pageant systems. Kind of, you know, have a feel for both of the two, and it's actually the best of both worlds. You know, you have the community service of the Miss America organization, but you also have the glitz and glamour of the Miss USA, and I think it's a good combination of the two.
Now, your state title holder, Stephanie, won the Miss Teen United States title. What did you think of the national pageant, Stephen?
It was incredible. You know, it was my first time at the United States, and everybody made me feel like, you know, part of the family. They opened me with open arms. It was just an incredible experience, you know, especially having the national title holder. That was, you know, that was incredible in itself. But, you know, the director herself, Linda Samuels, was incredible. The other local or state directors were, you know, it was a wonderful experience for me.
It sounds really awesome. Well, good luck and continued success to you, Stephen, in the South Carolina pageant. It sounds like you're off to a great start with your first national title holder already.
Yeah, it was. It was a great experience for me.
Well, congratulations, and thanks for being on Pageant Talk Radio.
Thanks a lot.
And, of course, what pageant could have a national presence without a fabulous title holder? Joining us now is Brittany Williams, the reigning Miss United States. And Brittany says that she grew up as a tomboy that always dreamed of being a beauty queen. And then she made her wildest dream come true in July. She won the Miss United States title in her hometown of Las Vegas. Brittany feels that while her crowning moment was an amazing experience, she's measuring her true success by what she can bring to the title of Miss United States. Brittany, we're so excited to have you today. Welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. It is morning out where you are, isn't it?
It's morning. It's 9:30 in the morning. Open, bright, and ready to just go.
Right. Well, tell us a little bit about your fabulous crowning moment in Las Vegas.
Oh, boy. Let's see. My crowning moment was a little crazy because I just really didn't believe that it was happening. You know, a lot of times girls will stand there and kind of cry or whatever, and I just kind of stood there and I was looking around, and the two girls that were next to me, they kind of had to, like, push me out there to make sure I went and got my crown and everything. And I don't think I got one good picture of me being crowned because I'm hands in front of my face. I just can't believe it. And I'm just standing there. I just laugh the whole time. I look pretty silly in those pictures, but I guess one day I'll look back and be like, that was pretty funny.
Now, you said that you've always been a tomboy. How did you get into pageantry?
Kind of funny. I was just a little girl. I kind of had a little secret. You know, I always played with my older cousins, you know, playing, you know, wrestling, WWF, and football and mud and everything. But I really wanted to do pageants, and I never really got into them until I was a senior in college. I was about to graduate from JMU. And when I was probably about 7, my dad brought me this little Miss America set, had a crown and a sash and a scepter and everything. So I made my little brother play, and I'm sure he's not too happy that I'm telling everybody about that right now. But
he'll love that.
Oh, yeah. And he plays football at JMU right now, so he's probably not too excited right now, but that's okay because I love him anyway. And, we just played all the time, and finally I said, just do it. You know, 21 years old, it's kind of late, but better late than never.
Well, tell us a little bit about your personal platform and how you selected that platform.
My platform is building self-esteem and empowering young women. And actually, that's part of the reason that I never really pursued the whole pageant world anyway, just because of my own insecurities. And I really suffered from having a very low self-esteem. And, you know, I became very depressed by it in college. So when I made that decision, it was kind of, like, you know what, you need to just go and do it, and this is a perfect opportunity, a perfect, you know, venue to talk about those things, self-esteem, because I think right now in society, you know, that's kind of what you see, and girls my age or younger or even older kind of have this pressure to be perfect and to look like, you know, who your favorite, you know, A-list, you know, it girl is, and it's really not necessarily, you know, necessary for you to do that. And that's kind of what my whole goal was. So I really just went in there and worked really hard on just myself, improving myself and just loving everything about me. And I think that's why I finally was successful with the pageant, because I just got up there and I said, you know, this is who I am, And, you know, I might not fit in the box of what a Miss Whoever might be, but, you know, this is it, and I'll just give you, you know, the best of who I am.
So even though you felt you had low self-esteem, you felt that by competing in the pageant, you were really experiencing some personal growth and personal development?
Exactly, exactly. Like when I first competed at 21, it was a little difficult because I didn't place at all. You know, I thought I'd do pretty well, but I went into it with the mindset that, you know, I'm going to win this pageant and my whole world's totally going to change and I'm just automatically going to become this, like, great, wonderful person that I just love. And, you know, that didn't happen. So it made it difficult, but I think at the same time it made me really sit back and, you know, look at myself and really just figure out who I am and how can I change this. And that's exactly what I did doing these other pageants. It just built upon, you know, one step after another until I finally made it here.
I think that's a really important point because I know sometimes when people are sitting in the audience, young women or women of any age, or they're watching a pageant on TV, the girls on stage look so confident and they look so beautiful and they look so fabulous that we assume that they have fabulous self-esteem. But you were really using the pageant as a way to develop that self-esteem, weren't you?
Exactly. Exactly right.
Well, and I think that one of the things that can also be developed through pageantry is friendships. Don't you think that that's true, Brittany? A lot of people don't realize that pageant friends are often friends for life.
Oh, they are. I tell you what, I had some of the best friends. I made some of the best friends over that week. I'm still talking to them. We email, you know, MySpace, all that good stuff. And I'm really excited because they, in their state, you know, they became at-large contestants. So now they're excited about, you know, continuing on and building the system up as I am. And we've been talking a lot, and they're putting pageants together, and I'm just excited. So hopefully I'll be able to, you know, go to, you know, Michigan and Texas and all of their different states to visit them and also just be a part of, you know, their first state pageant.
Well, speaking of pageant friends, we happen to have one of yours on the phone, Miss Virginia Ashley Crossman is calling in, and she wants to say hello. Ashley, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Hi, how is everyone? Hi, Brittany.
Hey, Ashley, how are you?
Okay, good. So Ashley, tell us how you met Brittany at the pageant.
I actually met her the first day when we all came into, I guess it was the kickoff party, the introduction, when we were all running around trying to get signed up. And Brittany and I ran into each other actually signing up. We were grabbing our bags. And I'm not sure if we sat together for the whole kickoff party, but we definitely had a lot of rehearsal time together.
And, Ashley, a lot of people think that pageant girls are very competitive in a way that's almost catty and maybe a little destructive. Was that your experience, or is that just a total stereotype?
I think it's mostly stereotype. You know, it's the same thing with modeling as well. I do commercial print modeling, and, you know, like a lot of girls there, you get that whole idea because it's that world. But, you know, really when you jump into it, you know, you are taking a risk, and that's how it is. You know, like, I mean, you don't see that. It's a completely different thing. I mean, that's why the whole idea is trying new things. And when I first did the pageant, you know, this is my first pageant, and it was great. Like, the girls were so welcoming, you know. They helped you out. They got you dressed. They helped you, you know, if you need, like some kind of tape. Like, they give you, like, bobby pins, makeup tips, you know. You know, it's definitely a stereotype. I definitely got completely turned around when I first came into this because I was definitely thinking that when I did.
Now, when I first came. I'm sure you would have loved them to call your name as the new title holder, but how did you feel when they called Brittany's name as the new Miss United States?
Oh, man, I thought it was amazing. You know, I was just happy I got to, you know, final six. This is my first pageant. I wasn't expecting, you know, to be, like, the top one. And Brittany, I mean, she's got, I think she had her PhD. I mean, she was well-versed in everything. She spoke fluently. I mean, she was phenomenal. Brittany, I love you.
Well, Ashley, thanks so much for calling in, ladies and gentlemen. Ashley Crossman, Miss Virginia, and I'm sure she'll be on her way to big titles in the future. Thanks, Ashley.
Oh, thank you. Bye, Brittany.
Bye, Ashley.
Well, Chris, now that we're on the topic of competing at the national pageant, what does it really take? What should people really be doing to make sure they're ready for the national pageant to be a top contestant?
Crunches, crunches, crunches. No. all of the girls, and Brittany knows as well, it's one of those things where, you know, you go into it, your nerves, I think pageantry is a sport. And there's not a better person to exemplify that than Brittany Williams. You're talking about an athlete, a college athlete, and who approached it competitively. And she excelled on that stage. She was the best candidate. She is Miss United States. And there was a clear win there. And I think that going into it, girls need to know that they have to face it as a competition, but keep the spirit of competition, as Ashley was kind of talking about, to keep that spirit to the level where camaraderie comes out of it and you have lifelong friends and you know, you end up having the Brittany Williamses and the Ashley Crossmans of the world.
Right. You know, I tell a lot of the elite contestants that I work with that preparing for a top prestigious pageant is kind of like going to the Olympics. You wouldn't wake up one morning and say, I'm going to go to the Olympics in a month. You would give yourself time to prepare and be organized to make sure that you're absolutely at the peak of your game. And it is a sport, isn't it? It is a competitive hobby sport. And I think that's such an important way to think of it. Brittany, is that how you looked at it?
It is. Like my first started, you know, you really don't know what you're doing. I didn't, at least, what you're getting into. And you kind of see the cute, pretty, you know, fun stuff. But as you go and, you know, compete further and get closer and closer, you realize that you really have to be focused on the goal. You have to be serious. And, you know, it might not always be, you know, glamorous to get there. But if you do what you're supposed to do, then the end result can be very glamorous and awesome.
So we've learned a lot about how to get ready for the pageant, making friends at the pageant. Where do you see the pageant going in the next 12 to 24 months, Chris?
I see it going up, up and up. Brittany Williams is a wonderful ambassador. And every time I hear, ladies and gentlemen, please rise for your Miss United States, I see Brittany Williams. And she has gone out and made it her goal to reach out to all the states to create awareness about the pageant, to let people know that she wants to be, during her reign, the Miss United States to fill the states. And it's one of those things where you could not ask for a better ambassador at this time. And everyone, it's like I told you earlier when we were talking before we went on air, everyone across the country involved with Miss United States and the pageant system is as excited as we've ever been. Right from Stephen Gambrell in his first year, you can just tell how he sees the value of this system and where we're going with it.
Well, we've been talking with Chris Wilmer and Brittany Williams of the United States pageant. To learn more about Brittany and what she's up to this year, or to learn how you can compete as a junior teen miss, or Ms. contestant, just visit their website at www.unitedstatespageant.com. We're going to take another short break, and then I'll be right back to answer your pageant coaching questions.
Are you frustrated shopping for your pageant wardrobe in stores where the selection is limited, is outrageously priced, or just not pageant worthy? Purchase your pageant wardrobe from someone who can help you find exactly what's right to fit your look, personality, and budget. Someone who understands your needs. After all, she is a former national title holder herself. Narita Stefanos, owner of My Crown and Closet and Mrs. American Queen 2006, knows the pageant world and knows what it takes to put together a winning wardrobe, even on a limited budget. Visit MyCrownAndCloset.com today to find out for yourself. My Crown and Closet carries all the top pageant designers, including Giovanni, Sherry Hill, Tony Bowles, and lots more. Narita can help put together your winning look in all areas of the competition. With personalized customer service and a caring touch, My Crown and Closet is a winning combination. Visit MyCrownAndCloset.com today and develop the winning look to capture that crown.
Do you have a headshot that isn't quite pageant perfect? Are you dissatisfied with the touch-up job done by your photographer? At pageantretouching.com, they take the time to make your photo as beautiful as you are. Attention to detail, quality results, and customer service are the most important factors of their business. Get the polished look you're looking for without losing that natural, realistic quality. Just visit their website at pageantretouching.com and check out their before and after photos. That's pageantretouching.com.